This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
I'm Charlie Hodges. Joining us on the podcast today is Gideon Senderoff from NEC and George Crump from Storage Switzerland. And we're going to hit on scale-out architecture and backup. We had a poll in a webinar that we just completed at Storage Swiss with, what is your biggest problem with disk backup? And in this poll, rather spread out rather evenly, 30%, their biggest problem is scalability and the ability to expand and the cost to do so. 30% say the biggest problem is performance for backup or restore. 10% say that reliability and confidence in the restore long-term is a problem. That's rather low, but 30% just say disaster recovery is the biggest problem with disk backup. So I guess, George, when we look at this, and NEC may have come up with something that can take care of scalability, performance, and disaster recovery.
Yeah, I think the surprising part of these results to me is how low reliability is. And, you know, Gideon said on the webinar that his thought was that people just assume that that's part of the backup system. And, you know, the assumptions can get you in a lot of trouble. In fact, that was sort of the title of the webinar. And I think that that's true of reliability. You want to make sure that reliability should not be just a checkbox that you tick and move on. You want to understand what people are doing from a reliability standpoint. You want to understand, you know, how they're maintaining data, what they're doing to make sure that the data is being verified, things like that. Gideon, what are you guys doing to help with data reliability specifically?
On reliability, obviously with the scale-out architecture, with the object store underneath, we implemented the erasure coding. And this is something you touched upon in terms of seeing more and more individuals needing to resort to things like erasure coding. And in essence, having flexibility to dictate or determine the level of resiliency as well as be able to have a more efficient approach, be able to recover faster and with fewer resources, with less degradation on performance. So those are all key things. And I think, again, going back to the question was in essence addressing what is your biggest problem with it. I guess in some cases, maybe especially with smaller environments, individuals may not be seeing the issue right now. And maybe they have adequate reliability, but as the system grows and as the disk drives grow, they will see more and more because statistically they will run into those issues for sure.
So basically you're saying when you first get the system, reliability is there. It's the reason that reliability number is so low then is because you start having less reliability as things get bigger?
George mentioned that they make the assumption that reliability is there or else somebody wouldn't sell something. But you can actually look at statistical information in terms of how often will a disk drive fail and how long does it take to recover, what is the chance of having a second drive fail. And now we're going from 4 to 4 terabyte drives, 6 terabyte drives, soon to get to 8 and 10 terabyte drives. With the traditional approaches, those take a long time to recover because with traditional approach, you have to recover the entire drive and you're doing it across a single spindle. So those are both things that can get fixed with erasure coding and can actually restore availability and restore the same level of resiliency even before you actually added the replacement disk drive.
You made a comment during the webinar that you have been working on a lot of this stuff with scale-out since 2002. Has all that work over the last, 13 years, have you been able to put together a product, a program that you can put towards the customer that really takes those four assumptions away?
Obviously, we had to do our own learning just like everybody else. So while we can always claim great technology and great engineers, we also have the advantage of the fact that we have been working on this for a while. And a lot of the pains that the other individuals will be going into would be seen over here as well. We have been shipping since 2007, so we've had 7 years to actually work out any of the kinks. We have a very reliable system with a lot of advanced functionality built in, and we're continuing to pour a fairly significant amount of dollars every year into continuing to enhance the system.
George, what do you think of the work being done by NEC?
I think it's important. I think we're seeing constantly now when we talk to end users is they are hitting the wall with some of their sort of what I would describe as Gen 1 or Gen 2 disk backup systems. The world's changed, right? When disk backup systems first came out, we had a single application running on a single server that had a dedicated network connection and dedicated storage. Now everything is shared. When we started with disk backup appliances, it was all about databases, and it was about those sort of things. Now it's all about unstructured data. Certainly databases are still important, but unstructured data is really the big challenge. So I think that, you know, NEC has done a good job in addressing sort of the modern problems that the data center is having. The fact that they did it with the design that they worked on years ago is actually, you know, a testament to how good they did from a development standpoint.
Gideon and George just finished a fantastic webinar that's available right now on StorageSwiss.com. And the only thing you have to do to catch that webinar is to click the link right next to this podcast, and you'll be able to see the entire one-hour webinar, catch everything that they talked about right here at StorageSwiss.com. Thanks very much for joining us, guys. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.